Hi, my name is Marlon Rotblat, and I'm going to talk to you about this outreach that we did with a hip-hop radio station in Los Angeles to promote chlamydia and gonorrhea testing among youth in L.A. County. Now, I've been in this field since 1992, and this was easily one of the coolest and most interesting projects that I got to be part of. It's the kind of project that we dream about doing, but we don't get to do because we don't have money, we don't have the partners, we don't have the time. All those things lined up. We got to do the program, and not only did we get to do it, but we pretty much implemented it the way we had envisioned. And it was a spectacular failure in the terms that we had set. Not a subtle failure, a colossal failure. So after going through the stages of grief and acceptance, we try and sift through the ashes and see if we can learn from it, as John Keats said, failure is the highway to success, and as much as every discovery of what is false leads us to synchronicity, what is true. So Power Radio is the number one radio station in Los Angeles among African-American and Latino youth, and they came to us. They do this with the community, and they came to us with some marketing tools that they use successfully with for-profit and non-profit companies and agencies and that had proven effectiveness, and they wanted to do something with us, and we were delighted, and we worked with them to develop a program to promote chlamydia and gonorrhea testing among those at highest risk, African-American and Latino youth under 26 who had had sex in the areas of highest morbidity in Los Angeles. And we wanted to increase testing, particularly at clinics, because we wanted people to get empowered, have a sense of being able to take care of them, get tested for STDs on their own, know where the clinics were in their neighborhood. We did this in the mostly second half of last year, and the overall cost was $109,000. Basically, the elements were we did some four focus groups, media and a website. Beautiful website was created by Power for us. We have an outreach team, which they recruited and we trained. We had some incentives I'll talk about in a moment. We had 38 participating clinics. We had about a third county public health STD clinics, a third Planned Parenthood Los Angeles clinics, and a little over a third other community clinics. The response from the clinics was wonderful. It was so, they were so excited to be part of this project. It was an unprecedented kind of response, and all the more heartbreaking when they put in so much work into it and we got so little result. We also had a community advisory group for another project with a similar demographic that we had help from on this. So you can see the basic structure of what we were doing here. We had radio ads, we had text messages, we had email blasts, emails to 130,000 Power listeners, Power Radio. We had a morning talk show that they had that we got on. We had our outreach team. We had a live DJ appearance at one of our events. We had this lovely website you'll see a little bit of. And all of those things we're going to work together to get youth motivated and informed to go get tested. And to do that, what we wanted them to do was to go get a flyer. And if they were at an outreach event, they would just get the flyer, would be handed out by the team, or they could go to our website and download the flyer. And then the idea was they would take the flyer and they would go to one of our participating clinics, Dorothy Heck, Planned Parenthood, here, and they would get tested and they would hand in their flyer, which they had written some with no name, written their age and some other demographic things, and they would be getting our incentive. And our incentive was a BOGO coupon, buy one, get one free coupon for Six Flags Magic Mountain Amusement Park. The flyers, the reason we had this extra little step was the flyers were used to measure the effectiveness of the program. It was a direct, concrete way to see exactly how many tests and by whom demographically had been done because of this program, which most programs cannot measure with that precision. So, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this. We had, where's my mouse? There we go. Okay, yeah. So this was one of our radio spots.
Power 106, knowledge is power. And right now, power106.fm, you'll find out how to get a buy one, get one free coupon for Six Flags Magic Mountain. Plus, find out if you're living safe at the same time. Hook it up, it's more fun when you know where you stand. Learn more about sex and your health online at power106.fm/I know. Text the keyword hookup to 69106 now for your chance to score a $100 Amex gift card and find out if you're living safe.
Here we are.
Welcome.
What up, man? This is Ludacris. Log on now. Power106.fm.
Could people hear that a little bit? Okay. So that was, you could see one of the ads. And what we were trying to do was drive people to the website. And here was our website. We ran on the Power website, our homepage, getting started to go get tested. You could download the flyer. And there were a lot of information, FAQ kind of information on the site. Our outreach team, you see in the upper right, three of our lovely team. Here's our lovely shirt. They went to schools, clubs, festivals, other places, 60 in all in 5 months. So what happened? Well, we had very fairly disappointing website hits on our site, under 2,000 in 3 months. Very, very disappointing use of the text messaging where people would type in the short code. Only 155 people did that and got our text message bounced back to their phone. Only 91 people downloaded a flyer from the website. The one bright spot was the outreach team did pass out 24,000 flyers at the 60 events. In terms of our real outcome measure, testing was even more bleak. At the clinics, only 34 people got tested. Most of those were tested when the clinic was on site, like at a school clinic, or we had a live event at the clinic, or the heck that you saw a picture of. Only 5 people got tested in our original conception of how this would work, where they got the flyer and then went to a clinic at another time. 5. I'll let you do the math on 109,000 divided by that. Some more people were tested at mobile events. We know that does work, but half of those were at one event, and they were less likely to be in our target age group. So, well, possibly people didn't need to get tested because hip-hop music cures chlamydia. That's one explanation. I'm just throwing it out there. Alternatively, let's think about why we thought this would work. We understand that there are issues about people getting tested and getting tested in our model of going to the clinic. This is a social marketing term. Price is what does the consumer or the audience have to give up if they adopt the behavior you want them to adopt. So there's a price, a real price, time and money to go to a clinic, take out of your day. But there's other kinds of price. To get tested, you might fear the loss of your relationship. We heard this in our focus groups. You might worry about stigma. And other focus groups we had for our other campaign, people talk about sluts taking dicks, STD. Those are the people who get an STD. Or if they got a diagnosis, they would feel stupid or irresponsible. And our product, the testing, was something people didn't really know about, why they would need it. They were in pre-contemplations. We had to tell them about the product and overcome these barriers. But we thought we could do that. And the reason we thought we could do that was because our media and our approach was going to make the product desirable. We had the number one station with our target youth. We had DJ endorsements. We had youth-friendly media. We had peer outreach at these youth venues. We had messages that came out of our focus groups. We had a lot of clinics all over town, and we had our incentives. So you can kind of see how we're using our media and our outreach messages and our outreach and our incentives to overcome these obstacles to testing. But here we can see some of where we might have fallen down because we got free incentives. We didn't have to pay for the incentives. Buy one, get one free coupons. We thought we were being clever to have this flyer evaluation mechanism. We thought we had to incentivize it. And we accepted these free coupons. But in doing that, we may have overemphasized the incentive and kind of blocked out some of our messages. You just heard the spot where we kind of led with the incentive. So our messages kind of got included. And then we had a problem with our incentives. So we didn't really have a lot driving. What kind of problem did we have? Well, after we started, nothing is really free, right? After we started, we found out that a small Mexican fast food chain, you might have heard of them, Taco Bell. Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't gotten there yet. You can see how on our flyer, we had page one because Six Flags Magic Mountain didn't want STD next to their logo. So we had a two-part flyer of them on the first page and information on the second page. So you can see how we sort of compromised some of our message. And then Taco Bell turned out to have the same offer, so we called Power 106 and we said, what is up with this? And they said, well, sorry, we didn't know, but that is ending. And it did. It ended at the beginning of the program. But then we found out that the same offer, buy one, get one free coupon, was available from a small beverage distributor. I don't know if you have them in your area, Coca-Cola. On the can. You just take the can to Magic Mountain and you get your buy one, get one free offer right there. And that went on during our whole program. And apparently they do this all over the country with Six Flags. You can see this is a can I found on the internet from some other Six Flags part, but it was a similar thing on the can. So we adapted. Power gave us some free tickets to an event they had worth about $25. And Magic Mountain had given us some free tickets worth $60 full admission. And we started using those. We put them on the flyer. We changed our incentive. We changed the ad. And you can see that nobody got tested for the bogus BOGO coupon. But some people did get tested with a better incentive. But still, 24 clinic visits does not make a huge program or dent in our tens of thousands of chlamydia cases. All right, so maybe we have to look deeper. It's not just a problem with our incentive, as horrible and embarrassing as that problem was. It was also that maybe there was a whole issue with our emphasis on clinics. Because we did see that when people had immediate testing available, that they did get tested more. And we also, the 91, just to say, emphasize that it wasn't just a problem with the incentives, 91 people did go to the website, and they took the trouble to download the flyer. And none of those people, or maybe one, got tested in our clinic. So they downloaded the flyer, and they still didn't get tested. So the clinic was a barrier in itself. And maybe we were, you know, we did think about this a lot, but maybe we had the cart before the horse. Power brought us a set of marketing tools that they used very well, and we thought that would work for the clinic, and maybe we didn't think through enough or really wrestle with enough what was really involved with the real complexity of the decision to go to a clinic would be. Youth were not going to go to a clinic just to get an incentive. We need to drastically reduce the barrier to testing. You can't expect people will necessarily go to the clinic as nice as we thought that would be. Now, on the other hand, there have been people who reported that they did a media campaign just like this to get people to use testing in clinics that was successful. One in Victoria, Australia, that was reported last year by Chen and others. And they had more media, and they went on longer, so it may just be a bigger campaign. So just to sum up, our program profoundly failed to boost testing, especially in clinics where we wanted to do it. We had low impact from our incentives, even at $60, and the focus group said we would test for $50, you know, so we thought that would be good. We had low use of this cool interactive media, website and texting, and partly youth just didn't plan, they didn't get a coupon and or flyer, sorry, and then go to the clinic later just to get the incentive. Our outreach team did get the message out, but by themselves, because they hand out 24,000 flyers, we had, you know, five people went and got tested later. So it, by itself, that didn't drive people to testing, didn't overcome those complex barriers or the complex decision-making to get tested at a clinic. On the good side, we did hand out those 24,000 flyers. We had 16,000 people on average listening to each one of our radio ads. We did get 2,000 and 1,700 hits on our websites. People did get information. We had these wonderful partnerships with the radio station, with the clinics, who were just terrific, and some of the venues that we had outreaches at that were very supportive and took flyers on their own. And we did have some testing when testing was immediately available. So if we did this again, what would we do differently? Well, first, we would be careful about just taking something that had worked elsewhere and thinking that would work for our needs in STD. Really think that through. Not necessarily ditch it, but adapt it better. We would also look gift horses in the mouth. Free is not necessarily free, so we would see if there were competitive offers for youth incentive. And we would assess the comfort level. Maybe it was not so good to partner with a free incentive organization, Six Flags, that didn't want STD next to their logo. Maybe that was bad for us. We would adjust the model, like I said, to increase, either have a bigger campaign, like they did in Australia, or link to immediate testing. And there's ways we can do this. We had another media campaign called I Know for women of color. And that was really, the idea was to link it to their regular clinic visit, their annual visit, where they would get a pap smear, say. So it was something they were already doing. Or you could link media to having on-site testing right there, like we did at Dorothy Heck, the clinic picture you saw. Or maybe even presenting home testing kits. There are other possibilities, but just to try and close that gap that we had getting people to go to clinics and try and address these price issues better. Nonetheless, I think we still think that youth media collaboration improves on past efforts. Here's an old poster of venereal disease covers the earth. So taking our cue from Thomas Edison, we kind of think maybe we did fail, but we also found what we shouldn't do, so we have one less bad pathway to go down in the future. I would like to acknowledge my colleague Chris O'Leary, who was killed in January. And that's my information, and I'm taking questions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Okay. Any questions? Yes. We had a poster. Oh, the question was, did we have a poster downstairs for the focus groups? My colleague Aaron Plant, who's sitting over there, had a poster related to focus groups for the Women of Color campaign. I know we used, because it's the same demographic for the, at least for women, we did use material from those groups to help inform this campaign. You know, if I just repeat, if I'm understanding you right, you're saying maybe part of our problem was that we were acting as if people were further along in their understanding about STD. And that was a point I was trying to make in that exactly in the cart before the horse, that we, or in the idea that our product getting tested was something that we had a lot of work to do on, and we couldn't just offer an incentive and expect people to go. So I think that's correct. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, the question was, maybe people went responded to the campaign but didn't bring the flyer in. That's a great question. We didn't get a sense from our partners anecdotally that that was true, but it may have been true. And maybe, I think it would be a good thing to check into that. We didn't really look at that. Yes? The question was, did we have the opportunity to do urine testing at our outreach events? We really tried to have mobile vans at, we did have five events that we had. So we tried to do that partnership both with our own van with the STD program at the county, and Planned Parenthood had a van that went to one of our events. So we did try and do that as much as we could. We couldn't always get them to go. And I think what I was suggesting is in the future, if we did something like this, we would definitely want to have the testing available right there. That's what we found. Yes. Yes, the point being made that school screening gets around some of the problems we have, and certainly have testing right there. We were reaching a broader audience of people who were no longer in school, going up to 25. So certainly that would be true, but we were trying to get people who wouldn't have that screening. Somebody in the back? Oh, yes, Dr. Davis. Yeah, I think that's a great point. The point being, did we consider, or would we consider, including home test kits and using funds to defray the cost of the test? Am I characterizing that correctly? That I think, and I did try and mention that during the talk, that that would be another way that I think the lesson that we learned would lead us to, which is to narrow the, to make it easier to test, so you would test at home. We didn't pay for these incentives, but certainly the idea of, you know, maybe using less money on expensive media and using money to defray the cost would be something we should look at. Yes. The question was, did we use celebrities to do radio spots? Actually, we used people who were celebrities on the radio station, the DJs from the station. So we had a 60-second spot, I Didn't Play You, that was voiced by name by one of the DJs from the station. And we had one of the other DJs show up at one of our events. So we tried to do that. These weren't celebrities, I think, in the sense you're asking about. But we tried to use the vehicle that we had, the people who listened to that radio station, they were celebrities to them. Question, did we include people who didn't speak, non-English speakers in our outreach? We did have Spanish speakers in our outreach team, and our outreach team, as I think you could see in the picture, was ethnically diverse. The station is an English language station, so the outreach didn't necessarily reach listeners of the station, but in terms of the synergy between the radio ads and the website and the outreach, we felt that we were mostly going to be reaching people who were English speakers, but we did try to have Spanish speakers at the outreaches. And the question was our material, were materials in Spanish? All of the flyer was in Spanish, and the explanations about the program on the flyer were in Spanish. Everything that was handed out by the outreach team was in English and in Spanish. The website was only in English. But we wanted to have as much Spanish as we could. That was a big thing. Way in the back. Yeah. The ally, Jackie Provost from California Family Health Council in the back, who works very closely with us, says that she has some condom keepers or keychains with condoms that that were with our complementary campaign or our ally campaign, the I Know campaign, are in the back. Any other questions?
One last question.
Yes, okay. Oh, it depended on where you went in terms of were the tests free at the clinics. At the county clinics, they were all free, and at family planning clinics, I think, and most of the other clinics were family packed, so they could be, in essence, free if you qualified under family pack, which most youth would do, or it would be low cost. All right, thank you so much.
For one of the sessions, thank you.